Hello, and thank you for joining us for a few inspirational moments and loving conversation with Saint Melita Webb. You know that each day I take you along my journey of life and my walk of faith. And I do this for several reasons. One is to give us both hope. Two is to let you know that you're not alone. And three, to show you that we can battle through life difficulties and still find ways to shine, period. And I need to tell you that there have been moments in my life that I didn't know I was still shining because of the problems that I have faced. And it wasn't until I started helping other people that I started seeing my own purpose or even the depth of the worth of my life. And so, you know, just pouring into others allowed me to pour into myself without knowing it. And so often the words I would share were words that I needed to hear as well. And I was thinking of this today as I was doing, trying to get past this mountain of pain that I couldn't get over. And, you know, I had to give in and just say, okay, Lord, I know that I've got to do something about this pain. And the problem is that, you know, my physician keeps saying, take the medication sooner. Don't get into that level of pain. Whereas with me, I feel like I'm giving up on the fight when I take it at an earlier level. I'm used to dealing with pain, you know, at a 7, and, you know, a lot of times I wake up, I'm at an 8 or a 9, and I just go, okay, you know, we're going to reset the day and we're going to start over. And I pray to God and I get myself, you know, set up. And then there are moments where I wake up out of my sleep and I'm already at a 10, 11. I've got tears in my eyes and I'm holding my eye and I'm just praying for God's relief. And so today, you know, I had to give in, and because I realized I couldn't think. And I realized that the pain was at such a severe level that if I didn't treat it, I was going to get one of those migraines that just don't go away. And I'm trying to treat myself better by blocking that step from happening in my life. And so, you know, one of the ways I do that is I listened to some information from a neurologist I saw 20 years ago who told me to take 500 milligrams of magnesium, which has been phenomenal. It does make a difference. But a few months ago, we did some adjustments to my medication and I started back getting daily migraines that would just not go anywhere. I mean, they lasted day after day after day to where I didn't want to get up. I didn't even want to walk to the bathroom. I was holding my head. There were a few days I couldn't even get my head off the bed. And what I realized as I sit here today and I took the medication and then that wasn't working, so I had to take something else. And then I just got to a point where I said, you know, I'm just going to have to pray and give this over to God because I've taken all that I am willing to take as far as medication right now. And I poured some water over a towel and I hugged my puppy and I talked to her for a few minutes. Yes, I do talk to my baby. She does not talk back, but it just kind of relieves some energy. And I'm a real big proponent of relieving the energy you need to relieve that helps you still be sane when you get through. Now, it would be different if she was talking back to me or I was answering my own questions. I'm not doing that. But I sit down and I started to write, and I wrote as I was praying in my mind, and I thought, you know, this is another lesson for me today. And while I've already shared a short message with you today, I just thought this would be a really good way to tell you how I make it through my day in case you are looking for a way to make it through your day. And so as I approached God and I started talking to him, I thought, wow, you've got to do better. You've got to do better. I've been fighting this battle since 2005, and I am still putting myself through levels of pain that no human should have to deal with. But, you know, it made me stop and think. And that's the point where I want to share with you. I spend a good portion of every day dealing with different levels of pain. And sometimes the pain is just so small that I just be like, I'm ignore you. You're not even there. I step over it and I continue walking through my day in the most purposeful way that I can. And, you know, I just let it be where it is. You know, and it can, sometimes it feels like it's burning. Sometimes it feels like it just feels like there's a lot of pressure, or it can feel like somebody has beaten my eye with rocks overnight and it's just sore no matter what. And, you know, and I'm just like, whatever, because I can breathe freely. I can, you know, use the left eye and I can think, you know. And then there are the other areas of pain where I have to stop and go, okay, wait a minute. How are we going to deal with this? What do I need to do today to stop this and reclaim my day? And those are the kind of pains that I'm like, I'm determined that I can just beat. And so I try to ignore those. And what happens when I ignore those, I reach a different level of pain, right? So then I get into this third area of pain where my body just says, you're not going to be able to think. And it's going to change your breathing. I realized that I was grinding my teeth and holding my breath as I was fighting through that next level of pain. And again, I was still saying, I got you. I'm a beat this back. It's not going to control me. But occasionally I hit those moments where I just have so much pain that I can't do anything but cry. And I just gotta almost ball up like in a fetal position, and I give in, and I take the medication, and wow, and I lose the battle temporarily. I lose my footing and my fight isn't making a difference. But it's in those moments when I hit that level of about to lose my mind to pain that I call on God and I give the battle to him, because I know God can always win. See, God fights every battle for us. Even though I'm not always ready to turn my pain over to God and I'm not willing to admit that I need the help, God is already there. He's already in the battle with me. And sometimes in that pain, I lose track of that, right? Because it becomes fear. I hit the scary level of pain. And I lose track of the fact of where I am in my own body, in the world, and therefore I lose track of where God is, right? Although I know that God is always there standing with me, ready to help. Kind of like Daniel in the lion's den, you know, and, you know, Shem, Meshach, and Abednego in the fire, right? Or, you know, David and Goliath. God is there, but we don't always reach out and call. And so it's because of our human condition and what we've been taught, what we see, and what we perceive, that we think we're supposed to hold on to the battles through life. We think we're supposed to continue fighting, and we've become accustomed to fighting each day to live. You know, some people are fighting to breathe. Some are fighting to have a roof over their head. Others are fighting to take care of their children. Some are in poverty. Some are fighting other battles. And some are mentally challenged to the point to where they are living a 24-hour constant battle. And I don't know that they still have a choice in how they fight. But what I do know is the reality is that we should start praying at level one, right? I should start praying and saying, Father, I know that I can work with this and this is not going to stop my day, but I also know that you're already there willing to help me. And for that reason, you know, I just want you to know that I need your help with this battle. You know, I need you to help me take away this pain. And, you know, I know that if it's your will, that's what you're going to do. See, it doesn't matter that I've already prayed to Father starting my day up earlier. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that, you know, it's a small level of pain. Because I can call on God at any time of the day. God is a loving Father. He's here. He's here to take our pain away. He's here to be our relief. And He's here to be our salvation. The key for me is to retrain my brain so that I can welcome God's love and assistance at any point in my day. And that's the lesson I got from fighting my pain today. And so, you know, I took a long time to get you to this point, but I hope you understand the path and the reason why I took you here. Because I realize that these battles are not all of who I am. They're not all of who you are, whatever battle you have. And they're not the only time that we need to reach out to the Father. However, they are a good time for us to reach out to the Father. And there's always a beautiful time, any time of day, any time of night, any time of joy, any time of pain, any time of life, we can reach out to God. And so, you know, I just love the ability to take you along my journey each day and to share with you the lessons I learned in life, because in my mind, every moment is a lesson. Every moment is communication. And every moment is ability and possibility for life. So, you know, I don't want you to feel sorry for me, and I'm not going to feel sorry for you, but I do want you to understand that this is how I write and how I live and how I find the inspiration to share the things I share with you each day, is by just walking through what I'm facing in my daily challenges. And, you know, the interesting thing about reflex sympathetic dystrophy, which is what causes my pain, is that a lot of people and a lot of physicians don't understand it yet. It's not like it's new. They changed the name. You know, it's been around for hundreds of years. In wars and other things, people had identified it, but I don't know that people had identified it and experienced it in the way that I'm experiencing it, because I think we all experience life and pain and circumstances different. But I want you to think about that in case you're fighting a battle today. I want you to realize that God is there. He is ready and willing to assist you as soon as you are willing to give Him the battle. You know, there's no reason to feel fear, to feel shame, or to feel like you're burdening God, because that's never going to happen, right? So, yeah, you know, relax your life, release the battle, and open up your heart and let God in. Because I promise you, He's there. He's ready to help you. And if He wasn't there, I would not have survived the last 15 years of my life. There's no way else that I could have made it through than God's love, His power, His peace, and His protection. So I'm going to wish you a beautiful morning, a wonderful afternoon, and a blessed evening of peace. Until we speak again, do your best to take care of you. Don't let anything, you know, steal your joy. Don't give your joy away. Don't let pain or problems in your life become all of your life. reach out, pray, shed a tear. Whatever you need to do, God is there and He's willing to listen. He is willing and ready to comfort you. I love you. I appreciate you. And I thank you for the space you hold in my life. Be well. Goodbye.